The next word is comment. English. The professor commented on the student's essay. Russian. Преподаватель прокомментировал эссе студента. Breakdown. Преподаватель. Преподаватель. Professor. The stress is on the third syllable. This word is masculine. The ending, ялери, is a masculine ending. Прокомментировал. Прокомментировал, commented. Past tense, masculine singular. The, or, at the end is the masculine singular ending for verbs. Essay. Easy, essay. This word is neuter, but its ending does not change for gender. Studenta. Studenta, student. This is the genitive case of the word for student. It indicates possession of the essay. It is masculine. Variations. Прокомментировать. Прокомментировать. To comment, infinitive. Комментарий. Commentary, comment, noun. Translation. Преподаватель. Преподаватель, professor. Прокомментировал. Прокомментировал, commented. Эссе. Easy, essay. Студента. Студента, student. The next word is alone. The sentence. Он был один в комнате. Breakdown. Он. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case, sounds like, on. Был. Was, verb, past tense, masculine singular, sounds like, был. Один. Alone, adjective, masculine singular, nominative case, sounds like, один. In preposition, sounds like V. Комнате. Room, noun, feminine singular, prepositional case, sounds like комнате. The sentence literally translates to he was alone in the room. This sentence uses the adjective один. Alone, in its masculine singular form, which agrees with the subject. Он. He. It is important to remember that Russian adjectives must agree in gender, number and case with the noun they describe. The word один alone can also be used as a numeral, meaning one. When used as a numeral, it changes its ending depending on the case. Here are a few examples. Одна. One, feminine singular nominative. Одно. One, neuter singular nominative. Одного. One, masculine singular accusative. Одной. One, feminine singular accusative. English, alone Russian. Один. Один. The next word is significant. This event was значимый. For the entire country. Breakdown. Значимый. Значимый is an adjective meaning significant. Значимый is formed from the noun. Значимый. Значимый, meaning, importance, or significance. The sentence uses the nominative case of the adjective, as it modifies the noun. Событие. So by tie, meaning, event. Translation. This event was significant for the entire country. Key concept. The use of adjectives to describe nouns is a fundamental aspect of Russian grammar. The case of the adjective must agree with the case of the noun it modifies. Variations. Значительность. Значительность is the noun form of the adjective, meaning significance or importance. Значительно. Значительно is the adverb form of the adjective, meaning significantly. English, significant, significant, Russian. Значимый. Заменяемый. The next word is wall. The word. Стена. Pronounced стена means wall in Russian. It is a feminine noun, so it will take feminine endings in the genitive STERQTENYERU and prepositional STERQTENYER cases. You can use the word стена to describe any kind of wall, be it a physical wall or a metaphorical one. Here is a sentence using the word стена. Эта стена очень толстая. This sentence translates to, this wall is very thick. It uses the feminine nominative form of стена. Стена. Because it is the subject of the sentence. Breakdown of the sentence. Это. Pronounced ita is the feminine form of the demonstrative adjective, this, and agrees in gender with стена. Стена. Pronounced стена is the feminine nominative form of the noun wall. Очень. Pronounced очень is an adverb meaning very. Толстая. Pronounced толстая is the feminine nominative form of the adjective thick. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter, and this will determine which adjective endings are used. Cases. Russian nouns have six cases, nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, instrumental, and prepositional, which change the ending of the noun depending on its grammatical role in the sentence. Agreement. Adjectives must agree in gender, number and case with the noun they are describing. Translation. Это. This. Стена. Wall. Очень. Very. Толстая. Thick. The next word is series. The word, series, in English can be translated as a few different words in Russian, depending on the context. Let's look at a few examples. Example 1. A series of lectures. Серия лекций. Серия лекций. Серия. Серия. Means, series, in this context. The, I, at the end is pronounced like the, E, in, C, серия. Лекции. Лекции. Is the genitive plural of the noun, lecture, лекция. The genitive case is used to show possession, or belonging. In this case, it means, of lectures. Lek, sounds like, lek, in, lecture. Tsai, sounds like, tsai, in, itsy. Example 2. A series of events. Цикл событий. Цикл событий. Цикл. Цикл. Means cycle, but is used here to mean series. The I at the end is pronounced like the E in C, cycl. Событи. Событие. Is the genitive plural of the noun event, событи. The genitive case is used to show possession or belonging. In this case, it means of events. So, sounds like the first part of sober, and by, sounds like the by, in, by. Tie, sounds like tie, in, tie me. Example 3. The series finale of the TV show. Final serial. Final serial. Final. Final. Means, finale, it sounds like, final, but the, I, sounds like the, I, in, bit. Сериала. Сериала. Is the genitive case of the noun, serial. Сериал. Serial. The genitive case is used to show possession, or belonging. In this case, It means, of the TV show. C sounds like C in C. Ri sounds like Ri in Rider. Al sounds like Al in Alert. Example 4. The latest series of books. Novyshaya Syria Knik. Novyshaya Syria Knik. Novyshaya. Novyshaya. Means newest or latest. It sounds like Novyshaya. The E is pronounced as in the E in get. Syria. Syria. Means series in this context. It sounds like Syria. The I at the end is pronounced like the E in C. Knik. Knig. Is the genitive plural of the noun book. Knigga. Knigga. Kn sounds like kn in night. I sounds like the I in bit. G is like the G in go. To summarize, the word series in English can be translated as Syria. Syria. Tsuk. Tsikle. Or Serial. Serial. In Russian, depending on the context. The next word is direct. The word direct can have several meanings in Russian. In this example, we will focus on the meaning of direct, as in direct route. Here is an example sentence. Пожалуйста, скажите мне, как пройти на прямую к университету? Breakdown. Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста, please. Скажите. Скажите, imperative form of to say, tell me. Мне. Ни, dative case of я, I, to me. Как. Как, how. Пройти. Пройти, infinitive form of verb, to go, to go. Напрямую. Напрямую, directly. Ка. К. То. Университету. Университет to, dative case of университете, university, university. This sentence can also be translated as, please tell me how to get to the university directly. Direct can also be translated as, прямой. Прямой, straight, masculine, nominative. To use this word in a sentence, we must use the correct case and gender. For example, прямой путь. Прямой путь, direct path. Remember to practice saying the words out loud and use them in different contexts to help you remember them. English to Russian, direct. Прямой. Прямой / напрямую. Напрямую. The next word is tomorrow. # наветера. Завтра. Я поикратко идею мебели отекаю. Я пойду в библиотеку. Breakdown. Наветера. Завтра. Tomorrow. Pronunciation. Завтра. Я. Я. I. Pronunciation. Я поикратко идею. Пойду. I will go. This is the future tense of the verb идти. Идти. To go. It is conjugated for the first person singular. Pronunciation. Пойду. В. В. In. Pronunciation. Библиотеку. Библиотеку. Library. Pronunciation. Библиотеку. Meaning, tomorrow, I will go to the library. Variations. Наветера. Завтра. Is often shortened to наветера. Завтра. The verb peoikbatkoideu, peidu, can be changed to peoikbatkoideiem, peidum. We will go, peoikbatkoideiesairi, peidesh. You will go, informal, or peoikbatkoideieteie, peidit. You will go, formal. Key concept. The word order in this sentence is subject, verb, object, which is typical for Russian. The future tense of Russian verbs is formed by combining the infinitive form of the verb with the appropriate future tense suffix, in this case, u slash u. U slash u. English and Russian translations. Tomorrow. Zavetera. Zavtra. Pronunciation. Zavtra, I will go. Peoikbatkoideu. Peidu. Pronunciation. Peidu, library. Bibliotekau. Bibliotku. Pronunciation. Bibliotekau. The next word is director. The director of the film is very talented. Режиссер фильма очень талантлив. Breakdown. Режиссер. Director, pronounced, режиссер. Фильма. Of the film, pronounced, фильма. This is the genitive case of the noun. Фильм. Film. It is a noun in the genitive case, which often functions as an object of a preposition, or to show possession. This is how we show, of the film, or, the films in Russian. Очень. Very, pronounced, очень. Талантлив. Talented, pronounced, талантлив. This is an adjective that agrees in gender and number with the noun. Режиссер. Director, which is masculine, singular. Variations. Режиссер. Can also be used as a noun referring to a person in a leadership position in a company or organization. Film is a masculine noun. It can also be used to refer to a movie or film. Translation. Режиссер. Director. Фильма. Of the film. Очень. Very. Талантлив. Talented. The next word is clearly. Hash hash clearly. Ясно. Pronounced. Ясно. Sentence. Все ясно. Я понимаю. Всё ясно. Я понимаю. Breakdown. Все. Pronounced. Всё means everything. It is in the nominative case, which functions as the subject of the sentence. Ясно. Pronounced. Ясно means clear. This is an adjective, and it is in the nominative case, acting as a predicate nominative, a word that renames the subject. Я. Pronounced. Я means I. This is a personal pronoun in the nominative case, acting as the subject of the second verb in the sentence. Понимаю. Pronounced. Понимаю means understand. This is a verb in the present tense, first person singular, and it is conjugated to agree with the subject. Я. Translation. Everything is clear, I understand. Key concepts. Nominative case. In Russian, nouns and pronouns change their endings to indicate their role in the sentence. The nominative case is used for subjects and predicate nominatives. Predicate nominative. A predicate nominative renames the subject. In this sentence, the predicate nominative. Ясно. Clarifies what everything is. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs have different endings depending on the person, number, and tense. Variations. Ясно. Can also be used as an adverb, meaning, clearly. For example, Ясно видно, что он был здесь. Я so видно, CHTO on pile ZS. It's clearly visible that he was here. Pronunciation. Ясно. Pronounced. Ясно. Все. Pronounced. Visio. Я. Pronounced. Я. Понимаю. Pronounced. Понимаю. English translation. Clearly Russian translation. Ясно. The next word is then. Hash hash. Тогда. I went to the store, and... Тогда. I bought some bread. Я получаю магазин, и... Тогда. Я купил хлеб. Breakdown. Тогда. This word means, then, in Russian. It is used to connect two events in time, indicating that the second event happened after the first. Тогда. Is pronounced like, тогда, with the stress on the second syllable. Variations. There are no variations of this word. Key concept. Тогда. Is a temporal conjunction, linking events in chronological order. Translation. Тогда. Then. The next word is lack. The word lack in English can be translated to Russian as нехватка. Pronounced некеватка, which means shortage or deficiency. It can be used in a variety of contexts, such as lack of sleep or lack of resources. Here is an example sentence. У него нехватка времени на учебу. Pronounced. У него нехватка времени на учебу. Translation. He lacks time for studying. Breakdown. У. Pronounced. У. Preposition meaning, at, with, or, by. Него. Pronounced. На его. Pronoun meaning, he. Нехватка. Pronounced. Нехватка. Noun meaning, lack. Времени. Pronounced. Времени. Noun meaning, time. На. Pronounced. На. Preposition meaning, on, or, for. Учебу. Pronounced. Учебу. Noun meaning, studies. Key concepts. The word. Нехватка is a noun, and it is used with the genitive case. The preposition на is used to show the purpose of the time. This sentence is in the present tense, and it uses the nominative case for the subject. Он. Variations. The word нехватка can also be used with other prepositions, such as in, or, is. From, the sentence can be made negative by adding the word нет. No, before. Нехватка. The sentence can be made past tense by changing the verb to нехватало. Lacked. English and Russian translation. Lack. Нехватка. Некеватка. The next word is review. The English word, review, can be translated into Russian in several ways depending on the context. 1. To review something, for example, a book, movie, or article. Просмотреть. Pronounced, просмотрите. Sentence. Я просмотрел фильм вчера, и мне он понравился. Pronounced, я просмотрел фильм вечера и мне он понравился. Breakdown. Я. Pronounced, я, I. Просмотрел. Pronounced, просмотрел, past tense masculine singular of the verb, to review. Фильм. Pronounced, film, movie. Vichira. Pronounced Vichira yesterday. I. Pronounced I and Nye. Pronounced ni to me. On. Pronounced on it. Panaravisa. Pronounced panaravilsia, past tense masculine singular of the verb, to like. Translation. I reviewed the movie yesterday, and I liked it. Key concepts. The verb. Prasmatrit. Pronounced prasmatriti, can also be used to mean, to look over, or, to examine. The sentence uses the masculine gender, because the subject. Film. Pronounced film, is masculine in Russian. 2. To review a performance. Pravistiripititsu. Pronounced pravistiripititsu. Sentence. Orchestra pravistiripititsu piret concertum. Pronounced orchestra pravistiripititsu per wide concertam. Breakdown. Orchestra. Pronounced orchestra, orchestra. Pravil. Pronounced pravil, past tense masculine singular of the verb, to conduct. Ripititsu. Pronounced ripititsu, rehearsal. Piet. Pronounced per wide, before. Concertum. Pronounced concertam, concert. Translation. The orchestra conducted a rehearsal before the concert. Key concepts. The verb. Pravisti. Pronounced pravisti, can be used in a variety of contexts, including conducting a review, performing a task, or spending time. The word. Ripititsia. Pronounced ripititsiu, is a noun, and refers to a practice session for a performance. 3. To write a review. Napisat odzyv. Pronounced napisat odzyv. Sentence. Ya napisal odzyv o novom restoranie. Pronounced ya napisat odzyv o novom restoranie. Breakdown. Ya. Pronounced ya I. Napisal. Pronounced napisal, past tense masculine singular of the verb, to write. Odzyv. Pronounced odzyv, review. Or. Pronounced o, about. Novum. Pronounced novum, new. Ristorani. Pronounced ristorani, restaurant. Translation. I wrote a review about the new restaurant. Key concepts. The word. Odzyv. Pronounced odzyv, is a noun, and specifically refers to a written opinion. The sentence uses the masculine gender, because the subject. Odzyv. Pronounced odzyv, is masculine in Russian. Remember that the specific translation of review will depend on the context of the sentence. Use these examples as a starting point, and adapt them as needed. The next word is depend. The word depend in Russian is zavisit. Zaviset. It is a verb, and can be used in a variety of ways. Here is a Russian sentence using depend. Все зависит от того, как ты себя чувствуешь. Все зависит от того, как ты себя чувствуешь. Breakdown. Все. Все means everything. Зависит. Зависит is the third person singular present tense of. Зависит. Зависит, which means depends. От. От means from. Того. Того is the genitive case of. То. То, which means that. Как. Kak means how. Tu. Tai means you. Siga. Sebia means yourself. Chuvstvish. Chuvstvish is the second person singular present tense of Chuvstvavat. Chuvstvavat, which means feel. English translation. Everything depends on how you feel. Variations of depend. Zavisitot. Zaviset ot means to depend on. The preposition. Ot. Ot is required after the verb. Pronunciation. Zavisit. Zaviset. Zaviset. The stress is on the second syllable, and the e sound in the first syllable is like the e in bet. The e sound in the second syllable is like the e in bed. The t at the end is silent. Ot. 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 English and Russian translation of depend. English. Depend Russian. Zavisit. Zaviset. The next word is race. The word race in English has many meanings, but in the context of a sentence, we can use the word to refer to a competition. Here is a Russian sentence using the word race as a competition. On выигра гонку. Breakdown. On. He, pronoun, masculine nominative singular, pronounced like own. Выигра. One, verb, past tense, masculine singular, pronounced like выиграл. Гонку. Race, noun, accusative singular, feminine, pronounced like gonku. Translation. He won the race. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns are either masculine, feminine, or neuter. The gender of a noun affects the form of adjectives and verbs that modify it. Cases. Russian nouns change form depending on their function in a sentence. We call these changes cases. The accusative case is used for the direct object of a verb. Past tense. In Russian, past tense verbs change to agree in gender and number with the subject. Variations. The noun gonka can also be used in the plural form gonki to refer to multiple races. Pronunciation guide. The letter G is pronounced like the G in go, the letter N is pronounced like the N in no, the letter K is pronounced like the K in kick, the letter A is pronounced like the A in father, the letter U is pronounced like the U in moon, the letter Yeru is pronounced like the I in machine, the letter Ye is pronounced like the Y in yet. English-Russian translation. Race. Gonka. Gonka. The next word is recognize. Ya. 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 Узнаю. Узнаю, я. По. Поголосу. Breakdown. Ya. 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 I. Subject pronoun узнаю. Узнаю. Узнаю, recognize, present tense, first person singular, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I, her, object pronoun, по. По. По, by, preposition, голосу. Голосу. Голосу, voice, dative case. Meaning, I recognize her by her voice. Variations. Узнаватери. Узнавать. Узнавать, to recognize, infinitive узнал. Узнал. Узнал, recognized, past tense, masculine singular узнала. Узнала. Узнала, recognized, past tense, feminine singular узнали. Узнали. Узнали, recognized, past tense, plural. Key concept, the preposition по. По. По often indicates a way, or method, similar to, by, in English. Pronunciation guide. Ya. Ya. Ya, pronounced like the, ya, in, ya, do, zenayu. Uzayu. Uzayu, pronounced like, uzenayu, ye, ye. Ye, ye. I, pronounced like the, e, in, cpo. Po. Po, pronounced like, po, golosu. Golosu. Golosu, pronounced like, golosu. English. Recognize Russian. Uznavat. Uznavat, to recognize. The next word is window. The Russian word for window is okno. Pronounced okno. The sentence below uses the word in the nominative case, subject of the sentence. Okno. Vekomenateyebeyerulotekaeryeruteo. Okno. Комнате. Было. Открыто. English translation. The window in the room was open. Breakdown. Окно. Окно, window, nominative case, singular. V in preposition. Комнате. Комнате, room, prepositional case, singular. Было. Было, was, past tense, neuter gender, singular. Открыто. Открыто, open, past participle, neuter gender, singular. Key concepts. Nominative case, the subject of a sentence. Prepositional case, used with prepositions. Gender agreement. Adjectives and verbs must agree in gender with the noun they describe. In this case, было, was, and открыто, open, are both neuter, agreeing with the neuter noun. Окно, window, variations of окно. Окна, окна, windows, nominative case, plural. Pronunciation. Окно. Окно. В. Комнате. Комнате. Было. Было. Открыто. Открыто. English translation of the sentence. The window in the room was open. The next word is purpose. The sentence. Какая у вас цель? Какая у вас цель, letter 2B9? Breakdown. Какая. Какая, this is the nominative feminine singular form of the adjective. Какой. Какой, which means what or which, and is used to ask questions about the nature or quality of something. It is pronounced like какая. It is declined like other adjectives in Russian. U, this is a preposition meaning, at, by, or, with, and is used here to indicate possession. Pronounced, u. Vas. Vas, this is the genitive plural form of the pronoun. V. Vi, meaning, you, plural. It is pronounced like, vas. Cel. Tsel letter 2b9. This is the nominative singular form of the noun. Cel. Tsel letter 2b9, meaning, goal, or, purpose. It is pronounced like, cel. The noun can be declined in all six cases, nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, instrumental, prepositional. Meaning, what is your purpose? Translation. Какая. Какая, what? You, at slash by slash with. Vas. Vas, you, plural. Cel. Tsel letter 2b9, purpose slash goal. This question is very useful to start a conversation, as it asks the person to explain what their objective is. The next word is department. The word department in Russian is отдел, pronounced отдел. This is a very common word in Russian and is used in many contexts. The sentence I'll use is Я работаю в отделе маркетинга. Я работаю в отделе маркетинга. Я работаю в отделе маркетинга. Breakdown. Я means I, pronunciation. Я работаю. Работаю means I work, pronunciation. Работаю. V means in pronunciation. V. Отделе. Отдел means department, in the locative case, pronunciation. Отделе. Маркетинга. Маркетинга means marketing, pronunciation. Маркетинга. Key concepts. The word. Отдел. Отдел is used for many types of departments, like a department store, a government department, a company department, etc. Отдел. Отдел is a masculine noun, and so the ending changes in the locative case, which is used here. The locative case is used to show location, and it is used with the preposition. V. Translation. I work in the marketing department. Helpful hints. In the word отдел, отдел, the де, де is pronounced like the де in day. The де, де in маркетинга. Маркетинга is pronounced like the де in gate. English. Department, Russian. Отдел. Отдел. The next word is gain. Hash gain. The sentence is Он получил большой опыт, работая в этой компании. Breakdown. Он. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. Он. Получил. Received, gained, verb, past tense, masculine singular. Получил. Большой. Big, great, adjective, masculine singular. Большой. Опыт. Experience, noun, masculine, accusative case. Опыт. Работая. Working, verb, gerund, present tense. Работая. In preposition. Этой. This adjective, feminine singular, genitive case. Этой. Компании. Company, noun, feminine, genitive case. Компании. Meaning, he gained a lot of experience working at this company. Key concepts. Получить. Is a very common verb meaning to receive or to get. It can also be used to mean to gain, as in this case. Опыт is a noun meaning experience. It is masculine and often used in the accusative case after verbs like получить, meaning to receive. Работая is a gerund, which is a verbal noun that describes an action. It is often used to show the circumstances surrounding an action, as in this case. Pronunciation. Он. Он. Получил. Получил. Большой. Большой. Опыт. Опыт. Работая. Работая. В. Этой. Этой. Компании. Company. English translation of the word gain. To get, to obtain, to acquire. Russian translation of the word gain. Получить. Приобрести. Заработать. The next word is tree. The sentence. На лугу росло большое дерево. Breakdown. На. On preposition, pronounced на. Лугу. Meadow, noun, pronounced лугу. Росло. Brew, verb, past tense, pronounced росло. Большое. Large, adjective, pronounced большое. Дерево. Tree, noun, pronounced дерево. This sentence translates to, on the meadow, there grew a large tree. This sentence demonstrates a few concepts. Prepositions. На is a preposition, and introduces the location where the tree grew. Nouns. Лугу and дерево are nouns. Nouns are words that name people, places, things, or ideas. Adjectives. Большое is an adjective, and describes the tree. Verbs. Росло is a verb, and tells us what the tree did. Gender agreement. The adjective. Большое and the verb. Росло agree with the gender of the noun. Дерево. Which is neuter. Variations. Дерево can be used in the plural form. Деревье. Pronounced деревья. The plural form is used when there are multiple trees. The adjective. Большое can be replaced with other adjectives to describe the tree differently. For example, you could say старое дерево. Pronounced старое дерево to describe an old tree, or высокое дерево. Pronounced Roman 6 высокое дерево to describe a tall tree. Translation. Дерево equals tree, pronounced дерево. Деревье equals trees, pronounced деревья. The next word is also. The word also in Russian can be translated as также, pronounced также. It's often used to add an additional point or idea to what's already been said, similar to, or, as well, in English. It's a versatile word that can be used in various sentence structures. Here's a sentence using также. Он любит читать, а также писать. Он, pronounced on, he, любит, pronounced любит, loves, читать, pronounced читать, to read, а, pronounced a, and также, pronounced также, also, писать, pronounced писать, to write. Translation, he loves to read, and also to write. Breakdown. This sentence uses the conjunction а and to connect two clauses. The first clause он любит читать states the main point, he loves to read, and the second clause также писать adds an additional point, he also loves to write. Variations. While также is the most common way to translate also. You can also use тоже, pronounced тоже in some cases. However, тоже is typically used after the verb or the object of the verb, whereas также can be placed before or after the verb. For instance, он любит читать. He loves to read, and to write too. Pronunciation. Remember to stress the first syllable of также, также, and the second syllable of Tozhu. Tozhi. English, also Russian. Takzhu. Pronounced, Takzhi. The next word is college. I will teach you about college. College, college, which means college in Russian. Here is a sentence. Я учу сири в колледже. College. Я учусь в колледже. I am studying at college. Breakdown. Я учу сири. Учусь. This is the present tense of the verb учить сири. Я учиться. To learn / study. В in колледже. College. This is the prepositional case of college. College. College, this is a very common phrase to use in Russian. Variations: the word college. College, college, can be used in many ways. It can be a noun, like in our sentence above. It can also be an adjective when it means collegiate, such as in Kolevsky. Kolevsky, collegiate. Pronunciation: college. College, college, Kolevsky. Kolevsky, Kolevsky. Translation. College. College, college. Kolevsky. Kolevsky, collegiate. The next word is argue. Hash, hash. Sport. Sport. Sentence. On sport с другом о политике. On sporle s drugom o politike. Breakdown. On, he, pronoun, subject of the sentence, pronunciation, on. Sporle. Sporle, argued, verb, past tense, masculine singular, pronunciation, sporle. S, with, preposition, pronunciation, s. Drugom. Drugom, friend, noun, masculine singular, instrumental case, pronunciation, drugom. O, about, preposition, pronunciation, o. Politiki. Politike, politics, noun, feminine singular, prepositional case, pronunciation, politike. Meaning, he argued with his friend about politics. Key concepts. Case system. Russian nouns change form depending on their function in the sentence, subject, object, etc. This is called the case system. In this sentence, friend is in the instrumental case, used after the preposition, with verb conjugation. Verbs in Russian change their endings depending on the subject and tense. Here, the verb, to argue, is conjugated in the past tense, masculine singular form. Variations of argue. Sporit. Sporit, to argue, infinitive. Sporili. Sporili, argued, past tense, plural. Sporiu. Sporiu, I argue, present tense, first person singular. Translation. Argue. Sporit. Sporit, argued. Spoil. Sporle. Spoiler. Spoiler, arguing. Sporashi. 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 Pronunciation notes. O. Sounds like the O in hot. S sounds like the S in sun. Drug. Drug sounds like drug. This sentence provides a good starting point for understanding how to use the verb to argue in Russian. Remember to pay attention to the different forms of the verb and the noun cases. Good luck. The next word is board. The word board can have many meanings in English, so I'll give you an example sentence using the meaning of board as a flat surface, such as a table or a piece of wood. Sentence. The children are drawing on the sky. Broski. Breakdown. The scar. Broski. Is the word for broad. The word is feminine, and so the ending changes in the genitive case. In this sentence, the scar. Broski. Is in the genitive case because it follows the preposition ne, which means on. Ne is a preposition that requires the genitive case. Dieti means children, and it is plural. Rysuyut means are drawing, and is the present tense, plural form of the verb. Rysuvat, which means to draw. Translation. The children are drawing on the board. Pronunciation. The scar. D-O-S-K-A-R, the, at the end is pronounced like the, in, father. Broski. Doskai. Dieti. D-Y-E-T-I, the, I, at the end sounds like the, E, in, C. Rysuyut. Rysuyut, the, U, at the end sounds like the, U, in, moon. Na. Na, pronounced like, na. The next word is holiday. The word, holiday, in English has a few meanings. It could refer to a vacation, or a day that is celebrated with a break from work, or school. In Russian, there are two words that are relevant. The first is праздник, pronounced праздник, and the second is каникулы, pronounced каникулы. The word праздник can refer to a religious or secular holiday or celebration, such as Christmas or New Year's Day. This word can also refer to a day off work or school. It is most similar to the English word holiday in the sense that it's a day for celebration or a day off. The word каникулы refers to a vacation period, especially for students. This word is often used to refer to a break from school, such as summer vacation. Here is a sentence using both words. M-U-L-U-B-E-M-P-R-A-Z-B-N-I-K-E, O-S-O-B-E-N-N-O-N-O-V-O-G-O-B-N-I-K-A-N-I-K-U-L-Y-R-U. M-U-B-I-M P-R-A-Z-N-I-K-E, O-S-O-B-I-N-N-O-V-O-G-O-B-N-I-K-A-N-I-K-U-L-Y-R-U. Pronounced Myubim Prazniki, Osobeno Novogodni Kanikuli. Breakdown. M. Pronounced My, We. Yubim. Pronounced Yubim, Love. Prazniki. Pronounced Prazniki, Holidays. Osobina. Pronounced Osobeno, especially. Novogodni. Pronounced Novogodni, New Year's. Каникулы. Pronounced каникулы, vacation. Translation. We love holidays, especially the New Year's vacation. Key concepts. Праздник and каникулы are both important words to learn for understanding holidays and vacations in Russian. The word особенно, especially, is a useful word to know when you want to emphasize something. Pronunciation hints. The еру sound in m is similar to the e sound in the English word see. The e sound in любим is similar to the e sound in the English word see. The е sound in праздники is similar to the e sound in the English word bed. The o sound in особенно is similar to the o sound in the English word go. The a sound in новогодние is similar to the a sound in the English word father. The u sound in каникулы is similar to the u sound in the English word moon. English-Russian translation. Holiday. Праздник. Праздник, or каникулы. Каникулы. The next word is mark, The word mark in English can have many meanings. In this example, we will focus on the meaning of a mark as a visible sign or indication. Here is a sentence using the word mark in Russian. Nastoya stasa svetot chashki. Breakdown. Na. Preposition, meaning, on, pronounced, na. Story. Stole. Noun, meaning, table, pronounced, stole. Astasa. Astalsia. Verb, meaning, remained, pronounced, astalsia. Sit. Sled. Noun, meaning, mark, trace, pronounced, set. Ought. Ought. Preposition, meaning, from, pronounced, ought. Chashki. Chashki. Noun, meaning, cup, pronounced, charshki. Key concepts. This sentence is in the past tense, the verb. Astasa. Indicates that the action has already occurred. The word sit has several meanings, including mark, track, trace, and footprint. The preposition ought is used to indicate the source of the mark. Translation. There was a mark from a cup left on the table. Pronunciation. Nastole astalsia sletot charshki. Variations. The word sit can be used in many different contexts. For example, you could say sledi otobuvi. Sledi otobuv. Meaning, shoe marks, or sledi ot shin. Sledi ot shin. Meaning, tire marks. English word mark. Marek, Russian word. Slit. Slet.